The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hiya guys, a Blastcast episode is a short, sharp, quick podcast episode that is on a smaller subject and doesn't need to have a full 15 to 20 minute podcast episode. It might even be a rant from me on something I don't like or I don't agree with. But that's enough from me, let's get on with the episode of the podcast.
Hiya everyone, morning, hope you're all well. So what I thought would make me more productive is a really simple one for me, hard work. That makes us more productive, doesn't it? Of course it does. I mean, society, we're in a society now where we're sort of pretty much preconditioned that hard work is what we need to do to be more productive and what we need to do to succeed in life. Now, we've all been through it. I mean, we spent a long, long time building up our businesses, things like that. I mean, for me, with Nationwide Ventilation, we spent sort of, that started in 2005, and we worked our bollocks off. We flogged our bollocks off to try and get it off the ground, up and running, which we did do. But it's only as you get older and wiser, and now you look into things and you start to realise to yourself that actually it's not just that one thing that is going to make you more productive. It's actually a balance of a number of other things that's going to help to make you more productive. And when you do, I found these things. There's five things actually that I found that make me more productive than just plain. Don't get me wrong, hard work's going to work. But it's the hard way. It's, you know, it's not, you know, everyone says you don't need to work hard, you need to work, you don't need to work hard, you need to work smart. Well, that's all very simple in that, but it's not as, you know, it's not as easy as that. So I've found these five things all combined together, they do make me more productive. So I'll just quickly run through them for you, what I found. And again, this is only what works for me, so it might work for you guys, it might not work for you guys, but give it a go. And again, it's doing everything in balance. This is the sage old thing of doing it all, in getting your life in balance and doing it all in balance. So the first thing, and I found this out most recently, probably since about October time where I started losing a bit of weight, getting fit, that kind of thing, is exercise. Getting plenty of exercise makes you more productive. And for me personally, I do it first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock, I'm up and I'm on the treadmill doing 5K. Now, it doesn't have to be running because, you know, walking gives you virtually as much benefit as running. Yes. Cardiovascular run is better for you, but in terms of just pure exercise, getting up there and doing it, walking is good for you. It still burns loads of calories and it gets you fit, it gets your legs moving, it gets you, raises your pulse, all that kind of thing. So that's number one. Exercise is a simple one. Like I say, I do that first thing in the morning, and that sets you up for a great day, because once you do it in the morning, you've won that morning. Get up early, do the exercise, and then you've done it. Now, get that done, you're set up for the rest of the day, and you can then really rock the rest of your day from there. Get a good solid start to the day and it makes your day go much better. Have a shit start to the day, start reading your emails, things like that, kills you straight away. You've lost before you've even got in the office. But get up, bit of exercise, first thing in the morning, get that done, know that, feel good about it, because you do, you know, your body releases these chemicals, endorphins and things like that from your body that releases them, and then you feel good for the rest of the day. So number one, Get exercise, get plenty of it and as regularly as you can. So that's number one. The second one for me is healthier eating. Again, did exactly the same thing. Healthier eating. So that was, I mean, I used to skip breakfast altogether. If I did have a breakfast, it was a cooked breakfast or it was a bacon sandwich, something along those lines. Well, scrub that. And what I'm actually doing now is just porridge, plain simple porridge. Handful of oats and seeds in it. That really sets you up for the day. It's slow release, it's got loads of protein in it, your body absorbs it naturally over the period of the morning, and it keeps you full for longer. So good, simple, healthy eating is what it is. That's what really is going to help you as well, because your body is going to get what it needs from it, rather than just having the quick fix, the junk foods, the sugar rushes, all of those kind of things. Proper good healthy eating, you know, getting your five a day, and plenty of water, drinking plenty of water, guys. You can't not drink plenty of water. So that's number one. So number one's exercise. Number two is eating more healthy. Trust me, they'll work. Now, number three is an even more simple one. Once you start to do more exercise, once you start to eat more healthily, it's going to promote better sleep for you. So make sure you all have a certain amount of sleep we need. And trust me, it's a lot more than what you think it is. I mean, some people need 8 hours, some people need 10, some people need a lot less. Now, I know people that go to bed really early, get up really early, and there's others that go to bed really late. I mean, Connor Standage is a fantastic example. He works right the way into the night and doesn't get out of bed till lunchtime, afternoon, the following day. But what you've got to do is find what works for you. Now, if that's working for you, that's fantastic. Don't be controlled by what other people are doing and what they tell you to do. Do what works for you and your natural body's rhythm. So get plenty of sleep. Loads and loads of sleep is going to make you feel better. It's going to recharge the batteries. It's as simple as that. So number one, exercise. Number two, healthy eating. Number three, sleep. Now, number four is pretty much along the lines of sleep, but it's taking time off. It's actually stepping back. And it's so good for your productivity, because when you step back from your work, your business, you get a clearer head. It gets you more focused on the things that you do need to be doing. Yeah. So once you get a clear head, you can then start looking at things in a different way, and it's going to make you more productive at the same time as well. Taking plenty of time off. We always go every 5 to 6 weeks. We always go out to a place in Spain, have a week out there, enjoy ourselves, recharge the batteries, and that makes you super productive for the next batch of work that you've got coming up. So I tend to do it in a cycle. Work sort of nuts out, balls out, 4 to 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks at a time, flat out working all the time, then take a good week off to recharge them batteries and go back to the things. Like I say, so number one, exercise. Number two, healthy eating. Number three, sleep. Number four, taking enough time off. Then we come to the last one, and that is actually hard work. Yep, that's it, it's hard work. Yet you do still have to do some fucking hard work. You might not like it, but to be honest, you just cannot beat hard work. But not all hard work. Do it in a balance with these other four things as well. So exercise, healthy eating, sleep, and taking enough time off, and hard work. Those five things, all put together with those five things, it's going to make you much more productive. See, society has conditioned us to think that we just have to work hard to get on in life. You don't have to just work hard in life. If it was that simple, loads of fucking people would be really, really super productive and really, really, you know, succeeding and getting everything done. But it's not. So what you have to do is find the things that do work for you. And those are the five things that are working for me at the moment. Since October, I've been banging on all those things, trying to get it equally and in balance with each other, so that we can, you know, it's working for me, and that is making me much more productive when I'm actually in the office and working, or I'm out with clients and working, that kind of thing, guys. So works for me. Can't guarantee it's going to work for you, but certainly give it a try. But trust me, hard work alone is not going to make you more productive. You need to get it in balance with a number of other things. Like I say, it's fairly simple, and loads of people have asked me, because I've lost a fair bit of weight, lost 3 stone of weight recently, and they've said, how have you done it? That's really simple. That's just basically eat less, but more of the right things, drink more water, move more. So it comes back to exercising, healthy eating, sleep, and taking time off, guys. So, right, leave you all to it. Catch you all later on. I hope it's helpful for you guys. But like I say, find the balance of what works for you. Not just hard work, it's a number of different things that are going to work for you, guys. Right, catch you all later on. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Remember, folks, stay humble and let your success talk for you.
See you later. I think we have to go.